I listened with interest this morning to Ed Stoughton's piece on Radio 4 about Haiti and the truth about NGOs. As the emergency director for Save the Children, who was on the ground in Haiti this time last year, I have to say I found the piece very accurate. And I think most experienced aid workers like myself, I've been in this for 20 years, would recognise pretty much everything that's being said there. And a lot of the points that are raised are very, very valid indeed. And I think it was a very good piece of journalism, raising a lot of issues that need to be debated. And I'd like to unpack a few of those now, really. I mean, starting with this, working through the piece, I mean, this question of, seeming lack of control of NGOs or no system of licensing NGOs, talking to Imogen from Otcha as Ed did. This is something that happens occasionally, I would say, in major emergencies. There are some specifics in relation to Haiti about why this was so chaotic and why it seemed that there was just literally no way of controlling NGOs. I mean, normally, any agency like Save the Children, we've been working in Haiti for many years, we're registered by the government of the country in order to work in that setting. So the licensing, the regulation, the control of NGOs' operations in a country is something that governments do all over the world. The problem we had in Haiti is that the entire system of governance for Haiti, weak as it was before the earthquake, collapsed, literally collapsed. I went to meetings myself to coordinate with the government, and you would have the president and the prime minister present at meetings. They would barely have a pen and paper, let alone a chair or an office or a bureaucracy of state that was left functioning, because the entire system was destroyed. And so that meant that very practical things which helped the licensing, helped the control, stopped happening. Nobody had their passport stamped entering Haiti. I walked into Haiti from the Dominican Republic across a border on a Sunday afternoon. I wasn't checked by anybody. The entire system of governance was destroyed by the earthquake. So all that regulation process that normally goes on just stopped happening. And what that meant was that anybody who had a concern and a genuine feeling of a desire to help was able to walk into Haiti unchecked by anybody. And of course, so many did that, especially from the United States of America, where pretty much every concerned group that could raise an airfare and a collection. That was this kind of chaos, what's referred to in the piece as the free market in philanthropy. And it was an extreme manifestation of that, and it did cause a lot of problems in terms of coordinating the aid effort. But the free market in philanthropy, is real in the sense that, NGOs and aid agencies are part of civil society, and most civil societies' philanthropy that goes on in a country is free market in the sense that it is spontaneous from people, and to a certain degree you don't want to stop that, but you do want to prevent inappropriate activity on the part of concerned individuals because they lack experience. And I think that's where this question of the extent to which the regularization, if you like, of the system should be focused on. But it does need some attention here. At the end of the day, it's very hard for experienced agencies like Save the Children, who've been doing this since 1919, to get our voice across when there are so many other actors in the room. It's very hard to sort of convey the right points. I mean, moving on from that, I think, I feel proud about what's been achieved in Haiti. I mean, the aid operation, the basics have been done. We have kept people alive. We have fed people. We have got medical care and shelter to 879,000 people in Haiti. But the troublesome truth is that what's referred to in the piece as weak leadership is very real. I was on the ground there myself talking to senior UN officials in January last year about the need to deal with the rubble problem, the need to deal with the solid waste management and the drainage of Port-au-Prince early on. And that the decisions around that haven't come through. And therefore, we are still basically keeping people alive and we're not helping people to recover. And so there is a failure of leadership. This is where the system is broken, in my view, and does need fixing. Coordination goes on. Massive efforts to coordinate amongst agencies. But coordination is only useful if it turns into big decision making that helps progress the whole operation. We knew about the need to deal with those problems urgently early on, and it hasn't happened, and that is a failure of the system. And also, I would like to point out to the idea that aid workers aren't professionals, and that's a problem. We spend a lot of time training all our staff so that these issues of professional behaviour, our accountability for people in the moment is that aid workers are highly competent in what they do.